Mem almost. Mem vavam beza mishnah. Ha'av zaka debito b'kdusheho b'keset b'shtar. Now we're going to start next few dafim of the chiyuvim that a husband has to his wife, and the wife to her husband eventually, and the father to the daughter, whatever. Okay. Ha'av zaka debito b'kdusheho b'keset b'shtar v'biyah. Father has the rights in his daughter to marry her off, and he gets the keset kedushin. He keeps the shtar if he wants to. And he can take money for giving her over for Kedushay Biya too. Or he can marry her off to whoever he wants to, Rashi says, to a Menuvel, Mukashchin, or whatever. He has that right. Zakai b'mitziyosa, he also has rights to any lost article she finds. V'maisa yodel, and any earnings she makes. This is both when she's a ketana and a nara. U'bahaforas nidoreha, and he also has the rights to be made for her nidorim. If he hears the nether on that day that she made it, and she can be made for it, gita, and if she gets divorced from Erisin, because once she's in a sua, she's out of his rishus, she gets divorced from Erisin, he gets the he's makabel the get. Shaili, he's makabel the get as a shliach of her. He stands in her place. However, if she inherits something from her mother's side, who's not the, right, she gets an inheritance, or somebody gives her a present, that her father shouldn't have any shaychus to the present or whatever. So the halacha is that by a husband, the husband, what's it called, eats the peiros of that for his wife, and she retains the body of the thing, the land. Or whatever it is, doesn't have to be land. If it's something metalklin, you can rent it out or whatever, he gets the rent, and by the wife. By the daughter, he doesn't get anything. He puts it into an escrow account for her, or Morris says makes a skula, shall what a skula is, buys a sefer Torah with it, or something that won't depreciate, and that's what's it called, that's what he has just to hold on to it. Nises, if she gets married, yes or love about the husband has more rights than his wife. She'ocha peros b'chayeha, that he gets to eat the fruit of the land that she inherited, that's hers, but he gets to eat the fruit of it. V'chaye b'mizonoseha, he's chayev to feed her, the husband. If she gets captured as a slave, he has to redeem her. U'kvurasa, he has to bury her. Some husbands hold that's a daily mitzvah to bury his wife, but it's only a one-time thing if she dies. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ani shebi Yisrael, lo yifchos mishnei chalilim u'mekonenes. Even the poorest person shouldn't have a funeral that doesn't include two flutes and one mekonenes. Okay, I guess they used to play. Rashi seems to say they played the flute by the hesped. Right, it was like a sad, you know, a nigan, whatever. Okay, Rashi. Hav zaka bebito bekatnus ubenaras. This applies both to a ketana and a nara. Bikdusha, once she's a bogera, she's out of his rishus. Bikdusheh bekesef, she kesef kedusheh, shalo, he gets the money for the kedushin. Ubishtar, shim kibel shtar erisin oleho, harezu mekudeshes. If he received the shtar, she's mekudeshes. He stands in her place. And he also can keep the shtar to use as a bottle cap or something. He also has the rights to give her over to Bia for what's called the Shem Kedushin. The Kabbalist Gita, in this Garshim in her Erisin, the Kodim Shabagra, if she's not yet a Bogeris and she never had Nisu and she just had Erisin, and then she's divorced, so he gets the divorce of a Bogra Onisis, but if she became a Bogeris, even if still only Erisin, or she had Nisuin, even if she's still only a Nar or a Ketana, Shuv ein lo rishus ba. Once the Nisuin takes her out of his rishus, Bagris takes her out of rishus. Ve'eino ochel peros b'chayeha, im nofel la karkos b'yerusha mi beis ima, eino via ochel peroseyem ela osin la skula. Right, if she inherits property that belongs to her, and the father has nothing to do with it, so the father doesn't even have the rights to eat the peros from that karka. B'chayeha elem ken mesa v'hu yorsha. As long as she's alive. If she dies, then he inherits her, and therefore, what's it called? Then he gets the whole land. Yesur alav abal, shehu zoche gam bechol hashinuyim lemala. The husband has all of the rights that the father has, except he can't marry off his wife or whatever, but the other one's a metzia and whatever. The ochel peiros minchasim shenotlo b'yerusha mishnislo. He also, in addition to that, he also eats the peiros from land that whatever she owns individually. The chaybim is on a sale b'perkuna im nishbeis. If she is captured, he has to redeem her. Shu'tznai beis and k'nislam masnisa. Right, that's one of the tznayim, the beis din made, that a husband's required to do for his wife. Bikfurasa, damrin lekamon, kfurasa tachas ksubasa. Right, they institute also that he pay for the funeral, and that is in place of the ksuba. Connected the ksuba. Right, she brings into the ksuba, he has to accept responsibility in different ways. We'll see the Gemara is going to speak about it, Mishnah is going to speak about it later. For things she brings into the, that's called the Nadin, right, the Dunya. So, since he, brings things into the marriage, so they were misakin that if she dies, he has to bury her. Vahu Yorshav Misasa. And he also is Yarshins, all those things, if she dies. So in place of that, or connected that, right, in lieu of that, we give him, he has to bury her. Okay. Mishnei Chalilim, the Hespid. Here in the Mashma, that the Chalilim were part of the Hespid. They had a musical rendition by the Hespid. Okay. Gemara. The Kesef Minolan. How do we know that the father gets Kesef Kedushin? Okay, we learn how the father can marry off the daughter. The Gemara in Kedushin learns that. How do we know he gets the money? When she goes out from the, if she's an Amo Evriya, and she goes out from the master, there's no Kesef. As soon as she becomes a Nara, she goes out, what's it called, from his Rishos. And there's no money. She doesn't pay anything. So then Ein Kesef La'adon Zeh, when she goes out of the Rishos of this Adon, there's no money. But when she goes out of the Rishus of another other and goes into the Rishus of a husband, right, there is money. And the money goes to him. Where it says, Ve'im al-Dida, maybe let's learn. She goes out of his Rishus, there's money, but the money goes to her. Where it says, Hashto avia mekabel kedusheh, d'chsiv es bitin osati li'ish hazeh, ii shok lekaspa. Right, the father is the one who's mekabel the kedusha, and she should get the money. So it doesn't make sense. Not svaradik that if he's the one who is basically standing in her place to make the kedushin, he should get the money. Versus the imahani mila ktana les lo yad. That's a ktana who can't marry herself off. Avonara de ish lo yad ihi tikdash navsha viyitishko kaspa. Let her marry herself off and get the money, right? So here the shaila, there's a bachlokas we show him here. What this means? Does it mean that everybody holds that she could marry herself off? Shaila is, when she marries herself off, maybe she should get the money then, since she's the one who is making the kedusha. When her father makes it, he'll get the money. When she makes it, she'll get the money. Or maybe it means, that let her marry herself off, but really she can't. Really, even a Nara, only the father can marry her. She can't just, she has no yad of her own at all. Mother's Rishonim, whether a Nara can marry herself off or not, or only the father. Omar Kroa binureha besaviha, kol shvach neurim leaviha. Pasuk says binureha besaviha by hafaras nadarim, that the all the shvach of the neurim, anything that she generates in her time of naris, goes to the father, and that's kesef kedushin is part of that too. Ay the elohadaram of huna omar rab minayin shemaisa abas leaviha, shenemer v'chiyim kor ishes bito leoma ma oma maisi adel araba af bas maisi adel leaviha. Right, Lomali, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the father gets all the earnings of his daughter? And you need a pasuk that since he can sell her, he surely gets, if he could sell her mamish, so he's selling her for her earnings, he surely can get her earnings. So why do you need a pasuk for that? Typically, Nurea Besavia, learn it out from Nurea Besavia, that kol shvach neurim, anything she generates when she's a nara goes to him. Why do you know the pasuk? Ela hahu b'afaras nadarim, what are you going to have to answer? that pasuk benureh beisaviha is not talking about monetary things. It's talking about isur, about hafaras nedarim, that the father, when she's a nara, has the right to be made for her nether, right, alone. The chitei menelech mina. So let's learn from there. Just like he has the rights over her for nedarim, he has monetary rights also. No, mamonim isura lo yafina. We don't learn mamon from isur. Maybe halachic rights the Torah gave him, monetary rights not. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. The kesef minolan, the kesef kedusha lo. How do you know that if the father marries her off, he keeps the money of the kedushin? Right, ain kesef ba'amo evri yaksiv. The kedushin parach haimi boyle the gufei. The Gemara in kedushin goes into much more detail of this limud. Right, and the Gemara asks, you needed to tell me that ain kesef, that she doesn't have to pay anything to go out. She goes out as soon as she comes a nara for free. The Gemara says that then it could have said, what's it called, ain kesef with a yud. In fact, it says without a yud is a, what's it called, in fact it says with a yud. It could have said ain without a yud. In fact, it says with a yud, it's a ribui that to tell me this limud too. Ain kesef lodenzeh. But say some rishu, so be simoni naris. When she becomes a nara, she goes out of slavery. She's not an ama anymore for free. Kidiyafina bekedushin. Ube yotze be simonim mishtoi kro. It's talking where she goes out when she becomes a nara. Aval yesh kesef lo danachir kishiyotze mishusa. When she goes out of the rishusa of a different adon, meaning the father, when she gets married, there is kesef. And who's it go to? The father. Aval yesh kishiyotze mishu. Manu av she'ein adon lebas Yisrael. Elo aviha chus mizeshenim krilo. There's no adon over a Jewish girl except her father, or what's it called, somebody that she sold to by her father, and she's a ketana. Otherwise, a Jewish girl doesn't have an adon over her, and this is one of the tainis, not this Rashi necessarily, that the Gedolei Yisrael kemat cross the board had against Sheirut Lumi, that Jewish girls were put under the bailus of the government or whatever, and they said that it's Yohorig Valyavar for a girl to go into Sheirut Lumi, because it's not tsanua to put a girl under the bailus of somebody else, especially a secular government. The aim of the didohave, right? Let's say that the money goes to her. Ukroki also lashmin and also she nicknames the baal b'kedusha kesef. No, let's learn only part of that limud from this. That when she goes out from another adon, there's kesef. Meaning that you can mekadesh her with kesef. But who the kesef goes to is lav dafka. Okay, so what it says, the chitema nelith miknasa. Let's learn from the knas. It says that by what's it called? By onus of mufate, which we learn, the knas goes to the father, right, when she's a nara. So then what's it called? Let's learn from there that all money matters go to the father when she's a nara or a ketana. Where it says, no, mamona miknasa lo yalthina. We don't learn mamon from knas. The chitema nela boshes pagam, there's mamon there too, boshes and pagam. Shani boshes and pagam, the anomi shaykh be. Boshes and pagam affect the father too. Because now he it's limited to who he can marry her off to because of the pagam, right? And the boshes also, he could be mavayish her by marrying her off to somebody ridiculous. So since he has a connection to those things, he gets it. But lav dafka is something he has no connection to, like maisa yodero, he has no connection to her earnings. So who said he should get that? Elam istabra dechimamayit rachmoni yitzia dechavosa komamayit. No, it's mistabra, the limud is just like there, if there would be money, who would it go to? The Adam. But there isn't money to this Adam. So too, when she goes out from the father, there is money, and who does it go to? The Adam, to the father. Mora says, V'holo dam yoho yitzia laha yitzia. Hosam gabi Adam nafkele meshuse legamre, right? Yitzia da avakati mechasra mesira lechupa. Right? But Maisa, it's still not exactly the same. We're saying now that it should be exactly the same. Just like when she goes out from this Adon, and there is no money that should have gone to the Adon. When she goes out from this Adon, there is money, and it goes to the Adon, to the father. But it's not similar. Why? Because when she, what's it called, goes out from the Adon, she goes out completely. When she goes to the father by Erisin, she doesn't go out completely. She goes, what's it called? She still needs a chuppah to go out of his rishos. So by erison, she's not out of his rishos completely, and we're talking about kesef kedushin. Gemara says, me'haforis nadarim mi'a nafkelem rishusay. She goes out of his exclusive rishus legabi haforis nadarim, because now he can't be made for nadareha except with the shutfus of the husband. So she's out of his rishus exclusively when it comes to haforis nadarim. Tisnan, nara murasa viyo baila mafirin lo nadareha. Rashi. I think we skipped something here, no? The aim of Honeymile, the Omra Torah is beating Osati should be Yodo, the Sinos, a Ktana, the less Liyad, the Kaddish, I don't know what he said, Natsma. The Afagav, the Gabi Motsi Shemer, Ksiv, Vahi Narahi. We had this before. Even though the Parsha of Motsi Shemer has to be talking about a Nara, because it says that if it's true, she gets Misa. She's a Ktana, she can't get Misa. But it means as beating Osati when she was a Ktana, and now she's a Nara. Dilma Hochikomer is beating Osati, Bekatnuso, Viato Nara. Ela hiba foris nadarim ksiv maskana de kushi. This is the end of the question. Velo shinu yu. It's not an answer. That pasuk is talking about foris nadarim. Therefore, you can't learn from there that all the monetary benefits go to the father. It has nothing to do with monetary benefits. Specifically, foris nadarim. The chitema nail of kesef kedusha miknasa shizichta torah la'av. Right? Maybe let's learn from knas of onus and mafate. Where it says you can't learn mamon from knas. Mi boshes and pagam, either mammon by monas and mafata too. Boshes and pagam is mammon, so let's learn from that. The amrina beilunaris shehu shalav shayich bo. The yada lichol mammon levaisha mi boshes zeh lemoser lebias kedushin lemenuva mukashchin. He could be mavayishar, and the pagam he has a shayich because he gets less money for a kedushin if he she's pagum. So it affects him. Elaki pirchas emo ledidah hachi tishani. So now we're going back to the original question. We asked, maybe the kesef goes to her. No, answer the following. That from the limud itself, it's muchach that the money goes to the father. Mistabra kikum amayit kroy yitziyosa mishus ab bekedushin mitoras yitziyosa mishus other misimonim. It's similar. They're parallel. Just like over there, there isn't any money to the adon she's going out of. Here there is money to the adon who she's going out of. Yitziyah the chavosa kum amayit ma kesef the yitziyas adon. Ihavi hosam kesef. If there would have been kesef, who would have gotten it? The adam she yotzu menu boy mahavi, the pidyon girona, the megoras imova yotza, v'hamoser nosnola, nosenisla. When she goes out with kesef, right, before the 6 years, so who gets the money? The adam. Right? In other words, if he bought her, let's say, for $100, and she, $60 for 6 years, and what's it called? She only worked 4 years, so she has to make up the $20, right? She gives him $20, and she goes out 2 years early. So he gave the money. Afki ka'amar nami yesh kesef b'yitziyah cheres to adam. And that was what we say. We say, no, when she becomes a nara, even if it's in the 4th year, she became a nara, she doesn't pay any money. She doesn't have to pay for the 2 years she didn't work. She goes out free. Who would she give the money to? The adam. Same thing over here. When she goes out of the father's rishos, by erisin, there is money. Who does it go to? The father. If you say that it goes to her, it's not parallel. That's the way Rav Achai learns this sugya. Going back to the question, maybe it's on by a katana. Rashi says no. It has to, over there she goes out when she's a nara. Over here a nara too. Then Rashi says v'kashili, akati emelididda. We didn't answer the main question. Maybe the kesef goes to her. True, it's a nara, but the money goes to her. From Maseches Kedushin, pirashtia beloshin shmuasi v'koshi. There I said it. I heard it and I asked questions on it. Tosa says also the ikar is like what Rashi says the first lashon. V'holo dam yitzia the kedushin siyas amo evriya v'lo yitzia the chavosi. Rashi says never parallel. Because by Amma, she goes out of the Rishus of the other completely. And by Kedushin, she only goes out partially. She goes, right, till she doesn't go out of his Rishus till Nisuin. Akati Mikhsar Masir Lechubav, Adayin Hi Rishusav, Yerushasam, I said, she's still in his Rishus, he gets her earnings up until Nisuin. And if she dies before the Nisuin, he inherits her, not the husband. Nafkalei Rishus say, but there is something she goes out of his Rishus exclusively, that's a Forest Nadarim. Till now, he could be made for the Nadarim himself. The atom mefer b'shutvus in baila. Now he can't be mefer anymore himself. She goes out of his reshus for his exclusive haforis nadarim, and now he can only do it together with the husband. One more little piece. Shtar ubiya minala. And how do you know the father gets the shtar erison, or he can be mekabelit and make her married, right? And bia. Omar krova hoysa leishachir is kishavoyis laadodi. Says the yotz of a hoysa, right? What's it called? Yeah, the hoysa. So all the havoyas, all the ways that a woman can be married are included in that one word, v'hoysa, so they all have similar dinim. Rashi. Ishkis havoyas ladori, ma keset b'shus aviyah, av kedushe shtar ubiya b'yad aviyah. U kedushe shtar ubiya b'ne mekadeshes b'hu yafin b'kedushe. How do you know that shtar and biya help b'chlau? That's not for this Gemara, that's for Gemara and Kedushe. Okay. Mem vav amad aleph. About two-thirds of the way down. Boy Ravashi. Hotsi Shemra Ahanisuin Harishon Mahu. A case like this. A guy, Reuven married Leah. He divorced Leah. He remarried Leah. She didn't marry anybody else. Mutter. Remarry your divorcee. He remarried Leah. And then, the second time around, he was Motsi Shemra that the first time around she wasn't a Basula. So what's halacha? Making it a habit. Making it a habit.
During the first marriage?
Right. The first marriage he didn't say anything. He got divorced from her, remarried, and then he said she wasn't a Basula the first time. Okay? So that's the Shaila. See Rashi? On the suin harishonim, konsavala hotzi shemra, vigirsha vichzira. He married her, he wasn't mostly shemra then, he divorced her, remarried her, and then he said, you know what, the first time she wasn't a basula. The akrakach mostly shemra, lo matzasi basulum nesum kamoi. She wasn't a basula by the first nesun.
Why did he remarry her?
What? She had money, I don't know why. On the suei achiv mahu, right? She, what's it called? He is motzi shemra, not on his marriage. He's a yovam. His brother died without children. He now was miyabim the wife, and he says she wasn't a basula by my brother either. So what's it called? Mahu. So Mar says pshot miyochada. One of them we can resolve. The Tani Rabbi Yonah is beating Osati Leish Hazel Azevelo the Yotham. We had this drasha before in Yavamas that I gave her to him. The whole parsha of Moshe Shemra is as beating Osati Leish Hazel, not the Yotham, and therefore the Yotham, the parsha of Moshe Shemra doesn't apply to the Yotham. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to what we said before. We said that the Machlokis Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov and what's it called and the Rabbanon. Whether the parsha Motzi Shemra depends on Boal or Lo Boal, right? That's a machlokas of Belezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to go and say what it is. See Rashi first. Lo li Yavam, ein Yavam shehotzi Shemra al nisuei ochid bichlal parsha zu liton tainus besulin. If shetalei boya bas raisa. The second shaila we're poshate that the Yavam does not go into the klal of the parsha Motzi Shemra. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Man Rabbanan or my Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov." Titanya, Keitzer Hotza Shemra. Right, the Brisa says like this: what is the procedure for Hotza Shemra? What's the case? Bala Beis Din, person comes to Beis Din. Va'omar Ploni lo matzasi lebitcha besulin. He says to the father, "Your daughter wasn't a besula when you gave her over to marriage for me." Im yesh edim shezin sotachtov. So if he can bring witnesses to corroborate what he's saying, who say they saw her being mezana, right? Literally, right? Whatever you need, edus for a rise, machlokas, exactly what you have to see. But whatever they had to see, they are edim that she was mezana. Yesh laksuba mona. Someone's going to say, in yesh edim she's in sotachta, yesh laksuba mona. Right? If there's edim, right? Paskila, you're going to kill her, give her ksuba. You give her skila. Hachi komer. Im yesh edim she's in sotachta, the skila. If they're Adam, she was Mizana after the Erisin, then she gets Skila. She doesn't get any Ksuba. Zinsa Mikara, if the Adam come and say, It's true, she wasn't a basula, she was mezana, but before the erison, before she got married to this guy at all, right? Then when he married her, she wasn't a basula. So yesh lo ksuba mana, right? Then they, she, this man the Omer holds, what's it called, that konsa becheskas basula, the nimtzis ba'ula, yesh lo ksuba mana. He had the machlokas before, right? Whether she gets a mana or nothing. This man the Omer holds that even though he intended to marry a basula and he was fooled, but the maisa, she still gets a mana, a ksuba. Ksuba mana. Nimtza sheshemra eino shemra. What happens if his edim are edim zomim, right? We cancel out his edim, so he's a liar. Hu lokev and osin meyasela. He gets malchus and he pays a knas. Bein boal, bein lo boal. Whether there was be'ila, no be'ila, what's it called, the halacha is the same, there's a knas, and there is what's it called, malchus. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's a rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer lo nemru dvorim alalu ela b'kishe boal. The whole parsha is only talking where he was boal. So Mordechai says, Bishlam al Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov haynu d'chsivu bo'i leho, ve'ekra ve'leho. It says in the Feus in the parsha, like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, bo'i leho ve'lo, right? The Somba Lilus Dvarim, he says, I married this woman for Ekrav Aleha, it's Mashma, that he was boiler. Ela the Rabbanan, Mayu Boiler, the Ekra. According to Rabbanan, that doesn't have to be that he was boiler. Why the Torah say these words, meaning that it seems to say that it's only in that case. Mara says, Boiler Balilos. Boiler means that he, not that he lived with her, it means he came upon her with lies. So bo'aleha means he came against her with lies. Ve'ekrav aleha bidvarim. And ve'ekrav aleha means I came, what's it called, over her with words. Okay. In other words, with tainus. So bishlom al Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov haino d'chsiv lo matzasi lebitcha besulin. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I didn't find that she's a besula. If he didn't have bia with her, how did he find out she's not a besula? El rabban and my lo matzasi lebitcha besulin. Meaning that I didn't find Adim that told me that she's a Basula. Not that I didn't find her personally. I didn't find proof that she was a Basula, just the opposite. I had Adim that told me she's not a Basula. Here's your Rashi till here. Zinsa mekari yesh laksuba mana, kesover konsa becheskes psula, the nimtzis b'ula yesh laksuba mana, like we said. Kishrei besulim, edim shiyazimu, o yachishu es elu, v'yachshiru es bitchol besula gemura. I didn't find anybody to counteract the edim that told me that she's not a besula. That would now be machshir her. So kishrei besulim, I didn't find any way of, what's it called, of exonerating her. But it's not that he knew that she wasn't a besula. Edim came and said she's not a besula. I couldn't find any edim against them that would be machsher the daughter to be sosher them. So bishlom, let's go back in the Gemara. Bishlom al Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov haynu d'chsi ve'ele besulei biti. Right, the father then counteracts and says these are the besulim mashma that were arguing whether she was a besula or not. In fact, and the husband's tain is I didn't find her to be a besulim, and here they are. Right, here's the sheet. El Rabbanan, my the Ela Besule Biti. The Maisa, according to the Rabbanan, he wasn't even Boel, he's only going on Edim. The Ela Kishre Besule Bas Biti. He brings Edim to be Soser, to be Mazim, the other Edim. So your Edim are liars. So we're not talking about the actual Besulim, we're talking about breaking up the Edim. So Bishlam, Eler Belozim, and Yaakov, Haynu Dechsivu, Parsu Asimla. Right? There's a sheet that can prove if she's she was a Besula or not. What kind of simla is there? We're talking about only about Edis. Pirshu Mashishomla. Right? They, what's it called? The Edim will clarify what he said against her. Rashi. Kishrei Besulei Biti. Edim Hamazim Mesedov. Kishrei Besulei. The father's rejoinder is, here are Edim that will contradict the original Edim. Besulei biti, Edim hamazim mesedov. Shalom atzainu shechilek hakosu. We're going to give it yet. Okay. Let's go on. Kiditanya. right? What's, we have a brisa that says that that's the pshat uparsu asimla lamalamid sheboim edim shalzeh the edim shalzeh uborim is hadover kesimla chadasha. We clarify like a new clean sheet, right? We make it clear. What's it called? Who's telling the truth and who's not? We give the both edim a chance to say what they have to say, and we cross-examine them, and we ask them all the questions we ask, and we find out which ones are true and which ones are not true. But it has nothing to do, according to the Rabbanan, with the actual besulit. It has to do only with edus about her besulit. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer dvarim kichsavim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, dvarim kichsavim, uparsu asimla, simla mamish. Bring, it's only talking where he was Boel, so there must be some kind of raya that she was a basula. So parsu was asimla. And, okay. Tosus learns also that we're never going to give her skila because we couldn't find the sheet or whatever, it's only going to be Aden. But the Torah says this is just an extra added proof. This isn't, the whole case doesn't depend on if we find blood on the sheet or not. Maybe the sheet was lost. Maybe, what's it called? Maybe the guy was boiled by Ataya and there wasn't any blood. This is not the, but in any case, this is part of the process. Okay, Sholach, anybody tell Rashi here? One second. No. Sholach Rabbi Yitzchok bar Rav Yaakov bar Giyurei Mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Af agav shelo matzino b'chol haTorah kula. Shechilek hakosu bein bia kedarka lebia shelo kedarka. Even though throughout the Torah, any of the chiyuvei arayis, or what's it called, how a woman is nicknames b'bia, whenever the hazalach of bia, we don't make a difference between bia kedarka and bia shelo kedarka. Yechayiv on bia kedarka, just on bia shelo kedarka, just like on bia kedarka. Lemakas la onchin, right? That for makas and onchin, for kores, chiyuv misa, there's no difference. If somebody you're not allowed to have relations with, doesn't make a difference if you had relations with them kederach or shelo kederach, you say chayiv the same onish. Avo mosi shemra chilek. But by mosi shemra, there's a difference. Eino chayiv achiyivo shelo kedarka, the yotzi shemra kedarka. He has to be boel, even shelo kedarka, and mosi shemra, that the person, what's it called, who live with her kedarka, not shelo kedarka. See, Tzirashi. Shelo matzinu shechilek akosu, mishke vei isha ksid. It says, mishke vei isha, shnei mishke voseh hoshov, and lechol mishpe arayis. Whether it's kedarka or shelo kedarka, both of them, legabi arayis, are all chayiv. The motzi shemra chilek, shim hevi edim shenivelo arusoso shelo kedarka, venimtsu zomimim, ain't on those in Measela. The Lomatsasi Basulim Ksi, the Makum Basulim. He could be say that I live with her Shalokadera. And I found out she wasn't a Basula with Adim or whatever. But the Adim who are coming to say that she wasn't a Basula, right, from before, have to be made that she wasn't, that the person who lived with her Kedarka. Because if he lived with her Shalokadarka, what's it called? Then he doesn't pay a knas if they're becoming mazimim. She gets misa if there's edus that she lives shelo kedarka. But if they turn out to be liars, he won't get a knas or get malchus. So Rav says, "Kiman, who does this go like? Kiman, ikar rabbanan afagav de lo boal. According to rabbanan, even if he wasn't boil at all, he doesn't have to be boil shelo kedarka." Says he could be boel shalokadarka. Mashri has to be boel. If he wasn't boel, the parasha doesn't apply. That's not like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say bein boel, bein lo boel. Ikra b'lezer ben Yaakov, idi v'idi kedarka bo'inan. According to b'lezer ben Yaakov, that you need the pasuk. So it says, what's it called? Lo matzasi lebitcha besulim, mashma b'makom besulim. That I lived with her kederach, and then I got edim that said that she was and she wasn't a basula, and there's edim who's saying that she was nival, and that also has to be kedarka. So then both have to be kedarka, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ela sholach Rav Kahana mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, so they re-quoted Rabbi Yochanan, made a mistake. Eino chayiv at sheyivo kedarka v'yosi shemra kedarka. Einichanami, Rabbi Yochanan never said that the original Be'ila could be also Shelo Kedarka. It's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and you need Be'ila, and both Be'ilas had to be Kederach for him to pay a Knas. But if either one was Shelo Kederach, that's not what the Torah is talking about. Knas you don't get. She'll get Nisa. If she was Nival Shelo Kederach, right? And he was boil her shalo kederech, and she was mezana, she'll get misa. But he won't pay the knas if the eidim turn out to be liars. Rashi. Eino chayev atshivo shalo kedarka v'yotzi shem rakedarka. Kolomer kishebol nemru dvorim ubi loso afilu hi shalo kedarka. It doesn't have to be shalo kedarka, even shalo kedarka. Ki heichid lo chilek b'shar onshim, like everything else, the bila that he had with her could be kederach or shalo kederach. Avol bia shel znus shumotzi lazo leho, the bia of znus which the eidim are made on, which if they're telling the truth, she'll get misa for kedarka or shalo kedarka. Zorch shiomer al bia kedarka ulekamim farishla. But the bia, the eidim were made in order for him to get a knas. If they're found out to be zomimim, they had to be made that she was nivo kedarka. Idi vidi kedarka boinen. Kiven the omer dvorim kichsovim. Since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that it has to be the way the pasuk says, b'makom besulim, that says besulim by the first one too, by his bia. Heich atakori lo matzosi lo besulim ela im kein omer bialtia kedarka matzosi beula. He was boil her shalo kederach. I didn't know she wasn't a besula. So the pasuk shot in the pasuk is he was boil kederach, didn't find her to be a besula, and that's how Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns. That is ma'ake. He had to be boil, otherwise there's no parsha of Motzi Shemra. Therefore, the Gemara says Enochinami. What really was said in the name of Yochanan was according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and both of them have to be kederach. What's the Havamina? That's his all Yibum, right? The Svara is that it's a Hemshech of the first Nisuin. So therefore, it's not like the first case was, there was a new Nisuin. A new, right, so the first one. This one, it's not a new Nisuin, it's a Hemshech, it's just a new person.
Yeah, but how is he supposed to know?
Well, how does he know? He has Edim. I heard that, that she was Mazana before the Erison of my first, my brother. Right? He doesn't like the Yavama, and he wants to call the sides that he wants a bashmutzer or whatever. So, whatever. Or she doesn't want him, and he's supposed to make chalitza, and he said, you don't want me, well, who are you anyway? We could find a lot of cases. You're just not a rav, you don't, not aware of all the things people say.